Yeah, it's why I know EVR to keep it thorough show. Got the homie French Montana, I believe. French.
What's up, big dog?
Hey, Montana, how you doing, baby?
Everything good. We over here, you know, just kicking in New York.
Yo, Club Paradise, yo, are you the new song? You got to do that first time live last night, right? The new single.
Yeah, definitely. We finally got to do Pop That yesterday. I can't wait to do it tomorrow, though, at Jones Beach.
I'm going to be there, man. I'm going to be there. I can't miss that, man. Pop That, man, the hottest record of the week, man. Looks like an early summer hit, summer jam, the number one summer song.
Yeah,
contender,
man.
Right? Is that you trying to take over the summer, French?
Yeah, definitely, man. Got to, man.
How does a record come together like that, man? So many different pieces on that bad boy, man. Tell everybody about that record that hasn't heard it yet.
I mean, that record was just something I had tucked for, you know, for the right time.
Yeah.
And everybody sent in their verses, and they just came, you know, came together real good.
Yeah, you got Rosé on that, you got Wayne, and you got Drake on there, man. Everybody spitting fire in that joint, man.
Yeah, man, it came together right. And we got, you know, can't forget about Uncle Luke.
Yeah, that was all cool with the sample clearance, I guess, right? Because I know he was a little, there was things a little funny with the camp early on with him, but I guess that got smoothed out, right?
Yeah. So I was definitely happy to, you know what I'm saying, to get that done with Luke. You know, that's classic. You know, we grew up on that.
So he blessed it. He blessed the joint. He blessing it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's dope, man. Yeah, it's the tradition, man. And the video, I saw a lot of behind the scenes. I know that was crazy, right?
Yeah, I just finished watching the rough copy with Cap.
Okay, all right. Got some early eye candy contenders on that?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. It came out dope.
Was that your most fun shooting a video so far?
Yeah, it was definitely fun. Yeah, I definitely had, you know, I mean, had a lot of fun. It was special because all of us was there, you know?
Yeah.
Usually, you know, you had to go fly ahead, get him, green screen. So everybody came through there, you know?
You been making magic happen because I know Stay Scheming, you flew down on Christmas, right? And everybody got together for that.
Stay Scheming. I had to leave my house on Christmas to get that done.
That's crazy.
Know, work.
That's crazy, man. Nah, everybody don't know your story. You know, we in New York know, but people that don't know, I mean, nobody attacked the street, the underground market like you. Endless mixtapes, endless DVDs. You know, you and Max B really killing the game, man. And it seemed like, I guess, really Shot Caller, the instrumental we're playing now. That was just kind of that record that really kind of opened everyone's eyes, right?
Yeah. I mean, Chop It Down.
Yeah, Chop It Down, too. Everything's a go.
Yeah, I think Chop It Down really broke the ice.
Oh, you did Chop It Down before Shot Caller?
Yeah, Chop It Down. Then Shot Caller came right after, so people was like, hold up.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy that you could do so many songs and then it's finally just that one song or that, you know what I mean? What do you attribute it to? You just think it was just the right timing finally for you?
Yeah, I think it was just timing. I just think it was timing because we always been making good music.
Yeah, constantly. And your hook game is real strong, too. And, you know, Max's, you know, hook game was always strong. Like, is that why you're able to make songs so quick? Because you knock out a lot of material really fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we definitely work out, you know, work real fast. You know, once you sit in there, you get a couple of drinks, you smoke, you hear the beat, you get a good vibe, you just go in the booth.
Yeah, and then the hooks just come to you? Is that the key, just to smash the right hook?
Yeah, it's just the vibe. It just depends on the vibe you went.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you might not even want to record none.
I know, it's Ross the other night. We was in Sin City. I know he said you guys Ross like to get a studio just to vibe out and listen back to the music. You know what I mean? Listen back to Self-Made the other night. He was telling me you guys hit the studio after the listening.
Yeah, definitely. It's always like that with Ross. Like, I might go to the studio with him. We might do nothing but listen to music.
Yeah.
You know, just get a vibe, you know, and go back and, you know, just try to, you know, he a perfectionist. So, you know, he try to make sure everything sound right.
Yeah, man, only you brought Ross together and Puff together, man. The MMG Bad Boy Alliance, man. How you so? You went from a guy being the black ball guy in the game to bringing everybody together, man. You're like the relationship,
crazy,
man.
Right? I went from being black ball to being the golden child. ain't that something, right?
How'd you work that out that you was able to sign with Puff but still keep Rosé involved with the project?
Yeah, because that was the
stipulation.
That was one of the main reasons why I signed my deal.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, because I was like, I want Ross and Puff both on my deal. So
wow,
it was either that or I was gonna go just straight to Def Jam, go deal with Barry.
Yeah, got you. Yeah, because I know everybody. That last year, well, I guess last fall, really kicked in. Everybody was like, there was rumors every day about where you were gonna sign. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was bananas, man. Then I mean, you just gotta. You know, you just gotta have people there sometimes that's gonna fight for you, you know?
Yeah.
you know, and having Puff and Ross there, you know, you don't need nobody else to fight for you. So, you know, they're gonna step up and help you out.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, you always need guidance, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even if you don't sign to somebody like Puff or Ross, you're gonna sign to somebody that's up in the building, don't really know what they're doing. You're still gonna sign to somebody.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to never think you're gonna be the biggest boss. Like, that's, it don't work like that.
Well, you gotta grow. You gotta be in the system and then grow in it. Yeah.
Definitely. And I just looked at it like, why not have somebody, you know?
Yeah. Nah, someone like Puff. So it wasn't just about money. It was also looking at the big picture.
Nah, it wasn't about money.
Yeah.
It wasn't at all about money. We had money.
Yeah.
So it was definitely not about money.
Yeah.
I think I still got the check he gave me.
Wow. That's dope. Saving that joint.
Yeah, I'm going to save and give it back to him one day.
And now you trying to bring Mace?
I'm just playing. I'm lying.
But speaking of Bad Boy, you also a nigga trying to bring Mace back, man. What's going on, man? You responsible for that. That's you, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, man. Now, I knew Mace for a second. I just be calling Mace to get a laugh sometimes.
Yeah.
That's my dog. So, you know, we were just always talking about Summer Jam, man. He's like, yo, I'm going to come out with you.
Yeah, how did that feel to finally get him on the slight work and then bring him out at the Hot 97 at the Summer Jam, man? That was crazy, man.
Yeah, that was dope. That was a real special moment.
Was he soaking it up? It seemed like he got there mad early and was just kicking it, right? He was there for a while.
Yeah, he was there for a while. You know, I brought him out at Summer Jam. He kind of, you know, right now he's feeling himself. I'm about to call him. we about to start working, you know what I mean? Working on some material for my album.
Yeah, maybe a little. Oh, for the Excuse My French, right? Let's stay clear.
Definitely. But I love that dude, man. He's a good dude.
Yeah, Excuse My French is still slated for July 17th, right?
Yeah, July 17th.
So, yes, I'm hearing you might have some big names on there, man. I'm hearing maybe Kanye, maybe The Weeknd. Like,
yeah.
I'm hearing some big names, man.
Yeah, definitely some good work.
So, how do you plan on rolling it out? I guess this is the first look, right? So, everything you put out, this is pretty much the new single, Pop That's the first thing off the album, right?
Uh huh.
Everything else ain't really on that. Like, is Off the Boat on the album? None of that stuff that came out on the album?
Oh, man, we got too much material, man. You know, yeah. Everything's a go, Straight Off the Boat.
Yeah.
The Stay Scheming joint, we still don't know that's going on Ross or Mines.
Got you.
No, Pop That, we just dropped it. I just don't want to have too much material, you know, that's already out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of want to keep it exclusive. Probably grab like one or two joints.
Yeah, nah, because just so much material, man.
A lot. Yeah, we work a lot.
All right, man, but I'm excited about the Club Paradise. Everything's been moving great with that tour. What's your set list? You just hit those essentials, like about 20 minutes, knock all those essential joints out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Shot Caller. What rings off the most, Shot Caller?
Nah, I think the song that rings off the most probably Stay Scheming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's been ringing off. That ringed off the most Summer Jam. That ringed off the most everywhere we ever did it.
Yeah, that's one of the big records of the year, man, to me.
Yeah, you know? I think that is the biggest record of the year, but we don't know yet, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, first people loved it because of Drake and the controversy, but just on its own, it's a really strong record, man.
Yeah, it got a message.
What's the message? What's the message?
It just, you know, everybody going to ride for their dogs.
Yeah,
you know,
nah.
Then I'm on there talking about Max, you know, Drake on there talking about the whole situation.
Yeah.
Rose on there talking, then you got the Curtis Blow, I Swagger Jacks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, your hook game's strong, man.
Curtis Blow for that Stay Scheming. Everybody think it came from Nas, but that was a Curtis Blow joint.
Teach them, friends. Teach these kids, man. Teach
you know
these niggas.
So, definitely Nas did it before me, but I grabbed it from him.
I'm saying, man. Young Moroccan boy, you student of the game, man.
Yeah,
you
know student of the game.
So I'm gonna let you rock, man. I'm gonna get this joint on for you, man. Let's pop that, man. It's gonna be a summer smash right here, man.
Yeah, definitely. We're gonna ride it out and come out with some more joints. We working.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to the next step, French. I appreciate you reaching out, homie.
Nah, appreciate you, big dog.
Okay, let's get into it. It's Montana featuring Rose, featuring Drake, featuring Wizzy. This is Pop That. Wine on EVR, keep it thorough.